Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds is about to see its last ever Martian invasion of UK arenas, a final ever tour with 17 dates now kicking off at Sheffield's Motorpoint Arena on November the 27th. There's an all-star cast including Jason Donovan, Brian McFadden, Liam Neeson, appearing as a 3D hologram, and in the flesh, X Factor winner Shane Ward. My name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about it, I've got Shane on the phone. So, Shane, tell us about your part and how excited you are to be in it.
I'm very excited, you know, just to be part of Jeff Wayne's amazing production. It is the last time he's going to be bringing this tour on the road, so, you know, very honoured that he wanted me to be the last person to play my character, which is the artilleryman. And it's pretty cool, the part, you know, I'm on stage the majority of the time, and as you know, if people are familiar with the original film, The War of the Worlds, we know that it is a Martian invasion and they're trying to take over the world. And I seem to be one of the remaining soldiers that survived. And I believe, you know, with the help of Liam Neeson, the journalist, you know, I believe that we can capture one of these fighting machines and destroy the rest of them and build a whole new world. But the only problem is that I'm quite drunk as well, because obviously there's a lot of free alcohol going about, so... it's going to be a pretty cool character to get my teeth into, and I just hope I do it justice for the avid fans of the show itself.
Now, the show doesn't leave much to the imagination. It puts it all on show. I've seen it several times. I know it changes every time it comes, but I know there's a big 35-foot, 3-ton Martian fighting machine. I think it even breathes real flames out at the audience. And there's some terrific sets, and there's this fantastic 36-piece orchestra. I think there's a 100-foot-wide cinema wall at the back there as well. It actually does bring everything vividly to life. Have you seen it yourself? Have you been kind of mesmerised by what you've seen in the past?
Well, I've never seen it live, but I did. I was given the DVD from Jeff Wayne, and even just from the DVD, you're blown away. And just by the quality of, let's say, the amazing orchestra that he has on stage, because it is 100% live. The acting, the vocals from all the cast, just the special effects that they do with Liam Neeson is just incredible. You know, I'm really chuffed to say that I'm kind of starring in a show with Liam Neeson. So. But also, yeah, that massive, fighting machine when it blows fire, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing that in the rehearsals.
And what's it going to be like performing in front of a 36-piece orchestra and a 9-piece band?
Oh, that's going to be incredible. I mean, I love when I go on tour and I have my live band with me, because, you know, the only thing I won't be able to do is actually have control of the band, so I can't stop and start. You know, that's Jeff Wayne's... that's his job, but it's going to be the most amazing feeling to know that I have that incredible, talented, like, orchestra behind me when I'm singing my songs and also acting out my piece.
And you know what? It's not just about the visual side of it, the music. I mean, that's where it all originated, the album. You must be very familiar with that amazing score. What do you think of it?
Oh, it is. It really is incredible. And when you listen to the soundtrack, you know, I've got that of Jeff Wayne as well, but I was familiar with it before, so... Oh, I mean, just to see those songs brought to life, you know, I'm very excited about that.
And then, obviously, Shane, I've got to say, obviously, it's not going to be your first time in Sheffield by a long stretch of the imagination. I remember, you turning on the Christmas lights and being on the X Factor tour shows. What memories have you got of Sheffield?
Oh, I love going back to Sheffield. You know, I'm actually in Sheffield quite a lot, to be honest. They always go to be you. So I'm a bit of a handyman. I have some great memories of doing the Sheffield Arena over the years with my tours. But to be going back with a completely different show where it involves the acting side, you know, I'm very excited to, just to see how the audience reacts to me.
You've been away for a little while. I need to ask, what's Shane Ward up to these days?
Yeah, well, when I took a little break from doing my music, you know, I did the West End with Rock of Ages. I was Torvald and Dean for the Dancing on Ice, which was an incredible experience as well. But I'm back making the album now. This is my brand new album, which is my fourth studio album, with Mike Stock from Stock, Hicken and Waterman. So, you know, it's an incredible, you know, incredible time for me. And we've also teamed up with Pledge Music as well. So, you know, the fans are getting involved so much so.
Do you know, I just want to remind people as well, your massive hit that you had on the back of the X Factor, That's My Goal. I think it was one of the fastest ever selling UK singles, wasn't it? About over 300,000 sales on the first day. How do you follow that?
It was. It was crazy. And to think this is before, you know, all the social media sites, you know, with the Twitters and the Facebooks, you know, we just had the blogs, you know. I think it was the very first time you could actually download the song that night. So yeah, it was very impressive, and it'd be nice to follow that. But yeah, the times have changed.
Yeah, we forget that social media is only kind of relatively new. How important is that now to your game and to the business?
Oh, it's huge. It's so huge now. You know, because Twitter's fantastic. You know, to really interact with the fans. You know, every single day. I mean, sometimes I find out that I'm doing stuff before I even know because the fans have told me. That's how powerful and fast. You know, information gets round on those sites. So I think it's a great way of you know, getting your music out, you know, with the YouTubes and the links to the Facebooks and the Twitter, because, you know, it seems that it's so big at the minute and everyone seems to be living the life on it. So, you know, it's one of the best social media sites to be on.
And just reflecting on the X Factor, obviously, it doesn't last forever, nothing lasts forever, but was a blessing or a curse?
Definitely a blessing. I mean, I'm not a better person, you know. I had a fantastic time, you know, with the X Factor, and it's, you know, it's nearly 10 years since I've come from the show. It'll be 10 years next year, so yeah, I'm completely over the moon with it. You know, I think for a lot of people they might feel a little bit different and say that it was a curse, but no, it's definitely a blessing for me.
And just finally, obviously, you've intimated the fact you've done some stage work before. Obviously, this is a huge stage spectacular. Are we going to have some more of that out here in the future?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, to do this type of role now is completely different for me. It's something completely out of the box, the War of the Worlds. So, as was Rock of Ages. So yeah, without a doubt, you'll definitely be seeing me back on the stage in another role in the future.
Well, Shane, listen, it's been wonderful to talk to you. I'm just going to remind everybody again, that's Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds. It's going to be going on tour. It's starting at the Sheffield's Motorpoint Arena on November the 27th. Can't wait to see you back in the city, and have a great tour.
Brilliant, mate. I look forward to seeing you there, mate.